makinig sa SBS Filipino.
My name is Andrew Cruz. I'm from the Philippines. I live in Bulacan, and I'm a member of Anino Shadowplay Collective.
Can you explain what this here land at Carriage Works is?
The project started with just a short piece written by Pascal Berry. It's all about a man losing his memory. As Filipinos, really, we really have a short memory. We tend to forget our history. That's why all the mistakes happen again. And so that's how the project started. And then later on, while discussing the project and really going here in Sydney and building it up, it totally somehow changed into different stories of Filipinos. And it's one of the statements of the place all about EJK, the extrajudicial killings that that's happening in the Philippines.
It's a very conscious response to Philippine history, but also the current conditions of Filipinos in the Philippines. It's very ambitious. And how do you incorporate that into a performance, which I'm assuming may also be a bit more abstract, even if it tackles these very specific issues, as you mentioned?
We actually use vignettes in presenting the whole story. It's not going to be presented in a very narrative form like the traditional play. We really use images and scenes and lines, and I think the audience will connect all the scenes themselves. We're not going to connect it for them, but maybe how they experience the play, that's very important.
What is it that you hope a Filipino-Australian audience would take away from watching this performance?
We really have this image that we have a crazy president, and I am in the group, in Anino Shadowplay Collective, I'm the one who's only pro-Duterte. And most people think that Duterte is a crazy president. And what I want for them to get here in the play, especially for all some of the Filipinos who lives here in Sydney, in Australia, who's not been home for a long time, is to get the balance of things, to try to maybe really experience it, how the government or Philippines is now. It's not all good, but I think there's hope. Change is coming a little, but and it's going to be really a long way, because we're really stuck with very traditional culture in the Philippines. We really we are trapped by traditional politicians. We are trapped by corruptions. We are trapped by Filipinos trying to pull each other down. So it's a long way, but I hope, and I'm hoping now that it's going to be different someday.
So I'm Valerie Berry, and I'm an actor, really a performance maker. And, well, with this here land, I'm, I guess, a collaborator within the process.
What's at the heart of the story? Because it seems like it's actually tackling a lot of big issues. So I'm really curious to see how you all did that.
For me, anyway, as one of the artists here, what I get from this work is it's not just about sort of the bigger issues of politics, but it's also about bringing it down to personal stories and those personal memories. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the individuals, and we are the ones getting affected of what's going on in terms of the bigger picture. So, yeah, I think what we try to deal and bring back here is kind of the human side of the stories of what's going on politically.
Can you maybe just walk me through how what I could expect from the performance?
Mm. Well, I guess with Live Works Festival, it is an experimental festival, so you will always get all sorts of things here. But I think we have a lot of theatrical elements, and in that I'm saying that we have actual stories and memories that we can that audience can gauge, engage. So how we've, you know, with experimental work, it's always kind of hard because, you know, you work with visual elements, sound elements, and that's even with Anino as well, we have shadow play elements. So there's a lot of elements there that we bring together to tell a story. But I think what really bookends everything are the personal stories that that are being told. It is nonlinear, but we kind of, when Pascal started to write this, it came from a place of, you know, he felt like there was some kind of erasure in terms of not just when Typhoon Haiyan kind of hit the Philippines. It was a big thing and a sad thing because, you know, we come from Leyte and Samar. That's where our families are, and those are the biggest areas that were hit. And so he felt that there was this sense of, you know, not just an actual place gone, but by that being gone, there's also parts of your memory gone, you know, because, you know, you say, oh, you know, that church is no longer there, or it doesn't look the same anymore because it's, you know, rebuilding it has changed things. So, yeah, and that was part of, you know, how he started this process, I guess, that what is that like, you know, forgetting, you know, certain parts of your culture or your childhood. And then it came about with the whole thing of collective memory and cultural amnesia, where with the current situation, you know, we reflect back when we were young within the Marcos regime. So we had martial law around that time. So, you know, like, I think for Pascal, it really brought back a lot of those memories, what it was like as a child under the Marcos era, and then now Philippines kind of facing similar things, you know. So don't walk at night, you know. What kind of business do you have walking at night? You know, this kind of stuff. And that really is inherent, I think, in this work.
Iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.